This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Lori Vallow Daybell is sentenced for killing her two youngest children. She called them zombies and talked of doomsday. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Lori Vallow Daybell was given the maximum sentence, life in prison with no possibility of parole, in the murders of her 16 and 7-year-olds. The Idaho mother said this in court.
One of the times that Tylee came to me as a spirit after she died, she said, she commanded me, and she said to me, "Stop worrying, Mom. We are fine."
She had been found guilty of conspiring to kill her fifth husband, Chad's first wife, and faces a case in Arizona of conspiring to kill her fourth husband. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Memphis police shoot a suspect who tried unsuccessfully to enter a Jewish school with a gun. They say when the suspect was unable to enter the building, he fired several shots and then left the scene. Memphis Assistant Police Chief Don Crow says during a traffic stop, an officer fired at the suspect when he got out of his truck holding a gun.
That suspect was struck. That suspect has been transported to Regional 1 Hospital in critical condition.
There's a search for information and the location of a kidnapped American aid worker and her daughter in Haiti. CBS's Nora O'Donnell reports.
Alex Dorsonville was abducted last Thursday near Haiti's capital and works for a faith-based organization that runs a school for underserved Haitian students. The State Department says they are in regular contact with the Haitian authorities, but they declined further comment.
Paul Rubens, the actor and comedian who played Pee-wee Herman on TV and in movies, has died. Syracuse University media professor Robert Thompson.
Persona was that he was absolutely ageless. I mean, he dressed like an adult. He looked kind of like an adult, but of course he behaved like a child. So was he 5? Was he 50? Was he 70?
Paul Rubens was 70 and had run-ins with the law, arrested for indecent exposure and charged with misdemeanor possession of child pornography, which was later reduced to an obscenity charge. Rubens died after a 6-year battle with cancer. CBS's Jim Krasula reports on new health concerns about alcohol.
Just one alcoholic drink a day can raise blood pressure, even in men and women with no existing hypertension. That's the finding of a new study by researchers in Italy. They found that alcohol seems to have more of an effect on systolic blood pressure, the top number in a blood pressure reading.
The brightly flashing X sign on the San Francisco headquarters building of the company formerly known as Twitter has been removed. The San Francisco Department of Building Inspection says it received 24 complaints about the unpermitted structure over the weekend. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Walrestaurant.us.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Great organization that's been with us the whole 6 years. We really appreciate your support, and we support you. Hey, we got a great show today. As always, we got Dr. Stately coming on a little later here. But right now, I wanted to start out with Rihanna Yazzie, who's director and creator of New Native Theater here in the Twin Cities. And also, I want to just give you a quick shout out here. I did on my Facebook, and we won't talk too much about it, but I just want to say congratulations on last night's Dark Winds show episode that you wrote. And I know there's conflicts with our actors and our writers, so we won't get too much into it, but I really want to congratulate you. What a great show.
Thank you. I co-wrote it with John Wirth, our showrunner, and the Writers Guild is on strike. There's no conflicts with the actors. We're on strike, and so is SAG-AFTRA. So I'm not going to be talking about that show right now.
Right on. But I just wanted to give you big congratulations on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Robert.
I wanted to have you on for a little bit here too, because my Hinu was in your last production, and I just wanted to say, Jaleesa was on a couple times promoting the play. What a great play! What a great organization! You've been around for how long? Have you been around with the New Native Theater?
New Native Theater started it in 2009.
Wow. So I got to do the math. That's 14 years.
I got to do the math too. The year keeps changing. The number of years keeps changing. I don't know why.
Hey, wow, that's a natural thing. Rihanna, let's talk about what New Native Theater does, because I know there's many, many legs to it. And not only a play, but you also have classes. You also have writing classes. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So New Native Theater is a Native American theater company that I started, of course, in 2009, like I said. And we produce plays and community events, and really are a company that's very interested in bringing these powerful tools that theater has to the Indian community. One of the things that we do is we do have classes, and we've got a directing and producing for Tribal Communities class that is coming up Friday, this Friday through Sunday. So, so if anybody's interested in learning about how to create a toolkit for making theater in your tribal community or with the particular tribal groups that you work with, that's a class that we are holding this weekend.
That's exciting. And let's get the email, or not only email, but your website and Facebook, because we have people all over the nation listening to our show now. We're on over 20 stations live in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Illinois. And maybe these people can come in for a weekend that are listening elsewhere. What kind of information can you give us that they can, or outside natives can log in on?
Yeah. So the our website is newnativetheater.org, and theater is spelled with R-E at the end instead of an E-R. So it's theatre.org, newnativetheater.org. Our website. Also, we're on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, or I guess what used to be Twitter. We're also on Threads. And so that's a good way. The general email address is info@newnativetheater.org. Again, theater spelled with R-E at the end. And so you can reach us. You can reach us a lot of ways, a lot of different ways. You can send a direct message on Instagram. We see that a lot.
Yeah, I did that.
you sent me messages. And I'm here.
Well, I appreciate you. You've been on our show a couple times over the last 6 years, but this is, I think, the first time you've been on live with us. So I really appreciate you spending some time with us. There's a new play coming out, I guess, during Christmas. It's going to be coming out. Is there any info on that, or do we want to keep that under wraps until you?
We're conducting auditions currently. It's a play called Christmas in Ochapi. And it's written by a playwright named Montana Cypress, who is Miccosukee, which is down in the Everglades in Florida. So this play, I like to think of it as sort of like Christmas in the Everglades. And we were going to produce this play before the pandemic set in. Mm-hmm. And so finally, after, I don't know, maybe 4-5 years of wanting to produce the play, we finally are going to do it. And so that is going to run last week of November through for 3 weeks up until the second week of December. And so that'll be happening in Minneapolis. And we're casting it right now. And also looking for designers and technicians. So if anybody is interested in that, lighting design, sound, set, costume, we're always very interested in finding Native folks that are interested in learning that skill set, if not already having it, because we have a lot of mentorship opportunities for folks if they don't have a lot of theater experience, which is why I started the theater company, because I know that it is tough for Native folks to get a lot, to get theater experience, because I think that in general, we don't see theater as a viable career opportunity. And that is because historically, there really haven't been many authentic, genuine, soul-feeding opportunities in the theater. And so that's something that we are, why I started the theater company, and I wanted to do something different so that we could use these powerful tools of theater, because they, I've just seen over and over again, Native community members learning about and becoming involved in theater and just walking away with a stronger sense of self, which in turn strengthens tribal communities. And, and I think that's what we really need. I think in Indian country is strengthening the individual who's able to help strengthen the larger, tribal community that they're part of.
You know, Rihanna, we're here with Rihanna Yazzi, New Native Theater with the ER.org. You know, one of the things I got to say is that, you know, my wife and I are big connoisseurs of theater. We have a place in New York, so we're always going into Manhattan and watching theater. And also we had season tickets at the Orpheum for many years. We love theater. And I got to tell everybody out there that the last play I saw, it's not because my daughter was in it. That was an amazing play. And not only play, but acting was top notch. So I just got to give you a quick shout out on that. Thank you. People that are interested in plays, we're going to be promoting when this comes out, the new play comes out, and talk about the classes and things like that, because this is a gem in the Twin Cities that now has been around for 14 days. So it's a somewhat new native theater. It's an older new native theater. No, I'm just kidding.
I think you said 14 days.
Well,
I think it's nobody, 14 years.
everyone knows that, you know, I destroy people's names on the show, but I think they got it. But hey, I got before we have Dr. Stately on, can you hold on for a couple minute break here?
And, oh, yeah, totally.
I got a couple things I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to quickly show you this book that you're quoted in that you didn't know about. So I wanted to read your quote. Well, hey, we're going to be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. We're with Rihanna Yazzi, New Native Theater. We'll be right back.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yes, they do, and thank you, Haley. Hey, we're here with the founder and director of New Native Theater, Rihanna Yazzi, and it's been around longer than 14 days, I've been told, 14 years. And Rihanna, I wanted, before I grab this quote on the book and we get Dr. Stately on, I want to also give you a shout out about the movie that you were in. Can you talk a little bit about that and how people can see that?
Yeah, sure. So I made an independent film, and it's called A Winter Love. It's a feature film, and right now it's in different festival. It's in the festival circuit,
And 2 weekends ago, it was at the Wingush Festival in Manitoulin Island in Canada. And we won Best Feature Film, and I got Best Actor. I wrote, directed, and also acted in the film. And so I was very, very honored to receive the Best Feature Film Award and Best Actor, which was very, very exciting, always exciting to me, because that's actually not the thing that I specialize in. So it's just really, really, really meaningful. But it's been in Indigenous festivals all around the globe, from New Zealand to Oaxaca to Canada. And it's even played in the UK. And so I'm hoping that when the strikes are all over, the Writers Guild and SAG after strikes, that perhaps there will be a time where the film gets to be on a platform where folks can see it. And so I'm looking forward to that. It's called A Winter Love.
Yeah, that's exciting, and thanks for bringing that up, and also the strike, too. I was trying to tiptoe on that earlier, but I'm an old union person, being a high school teacher, so I'm 100% behind the writers and the actors now. Hey, so here's the book, Rihanna, and it's called We Had a Little Real Estate Problem, and that's a quote from Charlie Hill in his comedy. It's the unheralded story of Native Americans in comedy, and it came out in 2021. And I was reading this, and of course we know Bobby Wilson and the 1491ers. Bobby Wilson was a former student of mine, which is just crazy. But it says, here on page 193, Rihanna Yazzie, the artistic director of New Native Theater in Minneapolis, is a big fan. For years, she's been pushing the 1491s to do epic sketch comedy performance in guise of a full-length play. But until now, she hasn't had the resources to fly them into Minneapolis. She just convinced the Oregon Shakespeare Festival to foot the bill. Do you remember that?
Bill for that. I remember it all too well. I had an 8-year long relationship with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, because I'm a playwright, and, was one of the early playwrights who was, commissioned to write, for, a program that Oregon Shakespeare Festival had called American Revolutions. Ended up, working with the festival to try and leverage getting other Native folks on the stage, and basically supporting and opening doors for folks. The idea was that I'd commission a play with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and then for the first time they'd have a Native American woman direct on the stage. And it's a pretty big deal to, you know, I mean, it's a way to, you know, finally make a living and a livelihood. It's really hard to do that in theater. So, you know, the promise of bringing a play to them, the sort of the way that I, with New Native Theater, specialize in working with non-theater artists, theater artists who are in the Native community, but have this potential to be able to make work. And, you know, like I said, using these tools of theater. And so I have co-commissioned that play with the agreement to direct it. But ultimately, it didn't turn out that way.
Oh, okay.
And that's not what I'm here to talk about.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Totally understand. I really liked how they put it in the book, though, that you really got them that gig. So that was exciting portion of that book, because the outlandish stuff that they did. But we'll talk about that with them and not with you. But I wanted to say this.
I wouldn't recommend bringing it up at all.
Okay. All right. Well, how about if I just tear those pages out of the book? Should I just tear those pages out of the book? But I thought it was cool that
it's nice to have recognition for something that I did for that
project, because I think an interesting thing about it is, you read that, and I didn't know that that was in the book, but it was really lovely for somebody to recognize how I started that project. And it's just not very known, unfortunately.
Well, I appreciate you being on, Rihanna. And can you just give a quick shout out again to our listening audience how to contact you? Because this is probably going to be on the best of, and we'll send it out on some other on the other stations too. I really appreciate you stopping in and really speaking your truth. And we got to do this more often, especially when you have things coming up.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I really appreciate it, Robert. And yeah, and it was so wonderful to work with your daughter, Jaleesa, you know, coming, essentially being a first time actor. And, you know, she was just really, really lovely to work with. And, you know, I encourage her to keep going because I think she has a lot of potential. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, you're her dad. I really, really believe that about her. So, thank you again for having me on, and love to chat more about Dark Winds and other things once this Writers Guild and SAG-AFTRA strike are over.
Yeah, well, I just, in all seriousness, I won't mention the name Dark Winds, but I was really like going, I'm really proud of you. I didn't know this was coming up, and it's one of those situations where I go, I know Rihanna Yazzie.
I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for stopping in. New Native Theater with a ER.org. Check it out. Come on down here to the Twin Cities, or if you're in the Twin Cities, come on and take some classes. And it's really therapeutic to be doing this kind of work too. It's not only a great way to do things, but it's therapeutic. And I really appreciate you being on, Rihanna.
Thanks, Robert. You take care.
Right on. You too. Wow, that was really awesome. We got Dr. Stately here somewhere. I know he's on. Dr. Stately, come in, please. Over. Hey, there he is, Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Good to see you. Thanks for coming on. I see that ponytail. It's looking good. You're all sacred today. I can't show mine. It's got, you know, split ends and all that unsacred stuff.
Leaves and all kinds of things growing in it.
Dead flies.
Yeah, how are you today? That was a great interview with Rihanna Yazzie. I really love that woman. She's amazing.
Yeah. If you were going to have your camera on, I was going to bring you on during it because we had you.
Oh, well, it said I was in the background and only could see me, so I just stayed off. So
yeah,
but I see her every once in a while. She's amazing. Like, well, one of the things that I think is really quite remarkable, I don't know if you guys talked about this, but, you know, a year ago this June, she supported like the first Minnesota Two-Spirit powwow. Right.
Oh, I did not bring that up.
Yeah. So like her organization, New Native Theater, they supported that. Then they did another one this year. And, you know, I was like, I felt guilty because it was on, I don't know, I had a million things happening on it one day though, but I went up to her and I was like, I want to support this next year. Like, tell me how I can support. So,
right.
And I was like, we need Two-Spirit people need a place for them where they feel welcome and able to sort of, you know, celebrate and socialize and dance and do all the things that we all enjoy, which is, you know, our own place. And they had their second annual one this year, and it was amazing. It was bigger than last year's and a lot more vendors, and they had really great food and all of the kinds of. So she's an amazing individual. I love her.
Yeah, definitely. And God, I can't believe I didn't bring that up. I talked about, you know, we talked a little bit around Dark Winds because of the strike. We couldn't really get into it, but I just was like, I reached out to her, saw her name on there, and was like, I got to get Rihanna on here. And, you know, I was proud of her too. And it's always cool to see something national like that and go, hey, I know that person.
Yeah, she's doing some really amazing, wonderful work. And, you know, whenever I see her, she always tries to get me to do something. She's like, well, maybe you could. And I was like, hmm.
Yeah. I'll give you a little story when we come back about that, too, because I kind of got the same thing. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Haley and I.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. It's life in prison without parole for Lori Vallow Daybell, convicted of killing her two youngest children and her husband's ex-wife, Tammy Daybell. Vicki Hoban is Tammy's aunt.
Lori had already killed two of her children. Tammy was next on her list of obstacle removal. Lori wanted money, sex, and more power. And what Lori wants, Lori gets.
A man is in critical condition after being shot during a Memphis traffic stop. Assistant Police Chief Don Crow says it happened after an incident at a Jewish school.
A suspect did try to enter the building armed with a gun. When he could not gain entry, he fired shots outside the school.
Little information on a kidnapped American nurse and her young daughter in Haiti, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
Recommended that U.S. citizens do not travel to Haiti for some time. We have made it a priority to find a lead nation to operate this multinational force. That has been a challenge.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Great Wall is located just north of 50th and France on the Minneapolis-Edina City line. Check them out at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. And thank you. We have Dr. Stately on tonight's president and executive officer of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities. It was great to have Rihanna on, and it's cool that I figured you guys were friends. That's why I was going to try and get you on, too. But it's interesting, too. My Hinu, Jaleesa, she was in the last play, and what a professional job that she does. I was, like, totally blown away on how well that was done. And Rihanna directed it, and, I was just totally became a fan of New Native Theater, not only because my daughter was in it, but just the professionalism. And and Wendy and I are, you know, theater snobs. We go to Manhattan all the time, and we used to have season tickets to the Orpheum in Minneapolis, so enjoyed the heck out of it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really wanted to see that play that your daughter was in.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget, something happened. I had something scheduled at around the same time, and I couldn't get out of it. And it was, I think the last, by the time I became aware of it, it was like the last weekend, and it just was, oh.
Well, they were selling out, Dr. Stately. They were selling out, too, the last week.
Yeah, I know they were,
to sneak in there and, not tell my daughter that I was going. And it was like, oh, sold out, what? Awesome. I know Rihanna. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. It's good to throw somebody's name around when you're like, when you can't get into a venue. Don't throw mine around. It doesn't have any street value at all whatsoever.
Oh, yes, it does.
But I was going to say that she's like the last several things that they've done has been amazing. From what I hear, like I've seen a few of their plays, not a lot of them. One of my secret, like I also am a theater snob, I think, not really a snob. I wouldn't necessarily call myself that. I would call myself a theater appreciator. When I lived in Los Angeles, I went to the theater all the time. I, saw Rent there, a bunch of other really great stuff. Whenever I go to New York, I try and catch a Broadway show if I can. I used to read plays, like some of my favorite plays are by Thomas Wilson, and not really a Shakespearean lover, but that's just me. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, he talks funny. He writes funny too. just kidding. But Wherefore Art Thou and all that stuff.
Right.
But I think one of the things that's really amazing about her work is like when I see it, I'm blown away. I saw the one that had to do with like a boarding school. I can't remember the name of it, but I was just like, I was a boarding school survivor, and I was like, I spent from age 6 to I think 11 in boarding school. And, I remember when I saw the play, which was probably, I think maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, it profoundly impacted me to sort of be in that space and watch that play. Yeah. And I also thought about, gosh, man, I was like, how challenging my children were at that age. They were like 11, 12, struggling with some real world issues. Right. This was right before COVID. And I thought, God, I was in boarding school at that age or younger, even,
wow.
And dealing with some real big world issues that I felt like I couldn't talk about. But the play was really great because it made me think about And one of the things that made me think about was how silent I was about my experiences in boarding school. Like when I would come home or when I would be with relatives, I wouldn't tell them the things that I was experiencing, right?
So, yeah. Wow.
That's therapeutic. Great. It was a therapeutic play. Yeah.
Yeah. And this one was not on suicide, but it was on suicide. And it was how the family reacted afterwards. And my daughter played the mother of the person who, the mother and the wife of the person. And yeah, just to pick, and what I liked about that play, and I don't, it, is that it could have been any family. So, there wasn't feathers and smoke happening. It was a play about people, and those people happened to be human beings that were Native Americans.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have actually had a staff member who was in that play. She also had a support role. Her name was Genevieve Lane. She was, she
that was her first community. Play, wasn't it?
That was her first play. Yeah.
She was awesome. Well, you know, no, like, she was.
I like to tease her and say, like, you know, she's a little dramatic, prone to drama. And she's really good at it. Anyway, we have a good personal relationship, so I kind of remember about it sometimes. But I think one of the things that was, you know, I remember early on they reached out and said, like, hey, we're talking about some heavy stuff. You know, can we, you know, have some of your counselors be in the wings ready to talk to people or at least be a referral source? And of course, I thought, you know, of course we can do that. And I think these are things that are really important about, like, you know, I would have liked to have seen the play because I remember, like, do you remember that movie? What was the name of the movie? It starred Mary Tyler Moore and
I know what you're talking about. And,
Ordinary Place.
Ordinary People. Wow. What a choice for her to pick that part.
Yeah. And remember she was known as a comedic actress and all this stuff on television, and that was her first big movie. And mm-hmm. It was like it blew people out of the water because, like, you know, she was, oh my gosh, she was like, her character in that film was so demonstrably different than everything that America had seen her in, you know, right. As America's sweetheart. She was like America's, you know, demon in this movie. But it was really profound. I saw it when I was a young man, and I remember thinking, like, you know, I had had a peer commit suicide when I was in high school. That impacted mm-hmm. me and all of my peers in high school. And I had, you know, a family friend and a relative commit suicide. I guess we don't say commit suicide anymore. We say a person who died by suicide. Mm. And, you know, these are things that are really, this is an issue in our community and Native communities that is really quite a big one, right? We have some of the highest rates of suicide, death by suicide in our communities than many other communities. Right. Not all, but many communities have lots of challenges and problems in an area. So it's important to talk about. It's important that we see these things, not just in the clinic, right? Like not just in a particular setting, like in an ER or a hospital or in a counseling session, but we see these experiences being talked about in like arts and culture so that mm-hmm. we can remember that, you know, that it's okay to talk about, that these are things that we need to be talking about in our society, right? In our communities and with our families and with our friends.
Well, it was really important, Dr. Stately, that Rihanna and New Native Theater, I think you were alluding to this, is that after each show, they had different, one night would be the actors taking Q&A. Mm-hmm. Another night that I went there was a counselor there talking about and talking to people about how they felt about this big subject.
Yeah. They had something similar. They had a talking circle, now that I remember, like after the boarding school one, where like people talk about, you know. And so I think one of the things that I love about what she does is that she encourages and supports and helps to direct some of these plays, and they are talking about real life issues and concerns. I think they also had maybe a play about a missing indigenous person at one time, but these are big things that we as a community are struggling with, right? And many of us don't have places where we can kind of conversate about those things. We don't have a place where we can, like, you know, I mean, wholesale across the United States, there's not enough mental health providers for, you know, for lots of people, but in our community, there's really not a lot of mental health services available. There's mm-hmm. a significant dearth of them, especially now after COVID. But I think, like, having these conversations held in this way at a sort of a community level and reflected back to us in art and like creating a space where that dialogue can happen, even like as you're watching the play and interacting with it, you're not like an uninvolved person. You're involved in this thing that as it unfolds before you, but then also creating that space and after the play where you can sit and talk,
right,
and kind of unpack your feelings and its impact that the play had on you. That's a really great and useful tool. It shows the power of arts and how profound it can be in the healing process and in, you know, in helping us to sort of like solve big world problems. So, yeah.
Yeah, really intentional. And I really like that. And I really like that about New Native Theater. It took me for many, many years to say New Native Theater instead of the New Native Theater. But that's yeah. Me. I'm special, you know, that way.
Well, you know, we're all special, a little special in some way.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, really a lot of good comments about Rihanna. And now that she's not on, too, I don't know, Dr. Stately, if you were able to catch last night's Dark Winds. But it'll be on Paramount Plus, and I recorded it so I can keep it and maybe, you know, send it to you over my phone. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we're just kidding. That's a copyright infringement.
That's right. Exactly.
I could come to your house, however, and watch it there.
That's right. That's right. Could do two in a row. It's an hour show. Hey,
I'm not a subscriber of Paramount Plus at the moment, but I will re-up. And so just so I can watch it. I watched last season.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that's cool to do, because one of the things that I really liked about this is different from Rutherford Falls. I talked to Bobby Wilson about this, is that the shows were coming out once a week, like the olden days, instead of dumping it all. And you can really chew on it and talk about it for the one episode for a week. And I really like that. It's kind of old school, but I really do like that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO and President and Executive Officer of Native American Community Clinic, and we're going to go this last segment here and talk about what Dr. Stately wants to talk about. I've learned that from Wendy. Wendy will be home tomorrow night, and we're excited, and I need help to clean the house. If anybody's out there that can help me clean the house before Wendy gets here. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, this is Robert Pilot. I taught in St. Paul Public Schools for over 25 years, and I want you to join the team and make a difference in our children's future. Right now, St. Paul Public Schools is offering hiring and retention bonuses up to $10,000 for a variety of teaching and classroom support positions for the next school year. Grow in a supportive and fulfilling public school setting. Limited bonuses are available, so don't delay. Apply at spps.org/careers.
The NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service gives patrons with visual impairments or physical limitations the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
It's a great way to have a book with you without carrying a book.
For information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Uh-huh! Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. How?
If you're not watching us on social media, there's a animated wolf there that I try to sing with, and sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't.
He's kind of, it's looping, so he keeps like, you know.
Hey, we're here.
All in the world right there.
Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're with President and Executive Officer of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minnesota, Minneapolis, and we're with Dr. Stately. Dr. Stately, there's things going on with your organization here, I see. I don't know if you'd like to talk about a few of those, or what would you like to talk about today?
I don't know. What's going on with my organization? Did you hear something that I didn't know about?
I never know
like when somebody says that to me in the community, I'm like, I don't know what is going on.
I think he's referring to your full moon ceremony. Is that happening tonight? Is that,
you know what, it probably is. I'm not sure if that's happening tonight or on Thursday. I should look and see real quick.
Well, Haley, did I send you that poster?
I did see that. I think you did text that to me. But Dr. Stately, what kind of entails a full moon ceremony?
Oh, yeah, it is tonight. Well, that makes sense because it is a full moon.
Yeah.
I looked full last night when I was walking my dog, so I couldn't really tell. You know, it's like I was trying to take a good gander at it. But, you know, I'm also a little bit blind. So what that involves is, so we are doing this in partnership with Little Earth Residents Association, and we have some people come in from like up north. They do the ceremony with us. So full moon ceremony is usually for young women, right? We do this at Little Earth in their space. It's a ceremony for women who opportunity for them to kind of get together and engage in ceremonial. And this is a regular ceremonial practice that we as Indigenous people have done since the beginning of time, kind of honoring the relationship between women and their ability to create life, you know, and then also the power that is held within that relationship between us and the earth, between them and the earth, or the moon rather. So I think part of it is like, just, you know, we've been doing this now for, I think I want to say a year, maybe two, but it's monthly. It happens on the moon, on the full moon, either on the same day or a day on either side. And anybody and everyone between the ages of, birth and not birth are allowed to come.
And men too, men of all ages are encouraged to join and learn about the duties of a firekeeper, I'm reading here.
Yeah. So that ceremony is tonight.
8:30
at 2501 Cedar Avenue South at the Little Earth of Gym Museum. It's if you're a woman, they ask you that you wear a long skirt or a shawl or sarong, anything, even a sheet, something you can kind of, you know, wear around your waist for the ceremony. Also, it's a potluck, and bring something if you can or are able to. And we at NAC also provide some food, and then feast bundles are also encouraged to be brought. That includes your own plate, fork, spoon, bowl, and cup. What I love is that they are encouraging men to come to that space and also learn about the responsibilities duties of being a young warrior or a man in our communities, tending to the fire and taking care of that fire, which is an important part of the ceremony. So we're not necessarily allowed in the ceremonial space, but we play a role by tending to the fire and taking care of that so that the women can have their ceremony. It's a really important role. So.
Yeah, it's important. And I just wanted to give you a quick shout out about that because Native American Community Clinic is involved in our community, and that's excuse me, that's super huge. And I just got to give you and your staff a big kudos, because it's hard for some of us, including me, to get back to our communities that our tribes are from. And so to have an urban opportunity like this is just huge.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate the shout out. It is a part of like our big, you know, our efforts here in the clinic. We've been expanding our role in traditional and cultural and spiritual care services now for a while, since 2018. We're in our fifth year or so of this. We get some of the support for that program from a grant, from a traditional healing grant that we get from the state Department of Human Services, but we also use a lot of other resources, including philanthropic support and other people who provide resources to for us to do that. And you know, we've worked hard to integrate traditional and cultural healing and spiritual care services into the clinic milieu, so within the medical clinic and the substance abuse treatment program and behavioral health, and need to do a little bit more work in dental. But one of the things that is really an important part of this is also continuing to support the working community. You know, this is our way of like making sure that, you know, everyone in the community has access to it, not just the people that come to our clinic for some type of other service, right?
Right. Well, in the spirit of being Native American and giving, I just again have to give you and your people a big shout out, because how important your organization is in the community is it's hard to measure because it's so big. And we talk a little bit about that too, about how big can you get and things like that. But I just got to give you a big shout out, and I feel like really honored to. Today, it was funny. I honored to know Rihanna and honored to know you. It's just really great to be in the urban community here.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We've been knowing each other now for almost a little over 2 years.
So yeah.
Right after I got out of the hospital with COVID, I think, in like first quarter of 2021, we kind of were introduced to one another.
Well, we did a symposium, Dr. Stately, and I just have to say this. There was community members in St. Paul that I asked, who could I get on this? And they mentioned you, and I just got to throw this shout out, too, that you not only don't just worry about Minneapolis, you came over to the river and really brought some food during COVID to Harding High School in the east side. And that was not only well-received, but well noted. So I just got to throw that out there. It really is an honor to know you and what you do in the community.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I mean, we're positioned in, we have our bricks and mortar operation is in Minneapolis, South Minneapolis. But, you know, the reality of it is that we have relatives all over the Twin Cities and the separate metropolitan area, county metropolitan area. We serve people all over this. The metropolitan area, and even a few people up north. But, you know, one of the things that we operate from is our goal is to be a good relative. And that means if we have something that's going to be of help or support or services to our community, we bring it in the best way we can with good heart and, you know, a warm handshake, and we just offer ourselves in whatever way we can be most helpful. So it's always an honor for us to be in that space.
Thank you, Dr. Stately, for stopping in. Thank you, Rihanna Yazzi of New Native Theater. And thank you, Haley. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. See you tomorrow.
She
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
93.5 The Tap.